CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 15th of March 2026. Here are the main news headlines. New microwave capabilities for the RSGB National Radio Centre. Submit your British Science Week reports. Exam availability over Easter. ICOM UK has announced that it has equipped the RSGB National Radio Centre with the IC905 all-mode transceiver as part of its ongoing support for the RSGB and the amateur radio community. This latest addition ensures that volunteers and visitors to the NRC have access to the latest VHF, UHF and SHF technology. The IC905 is an industry first providing seamless multi-mode coverage across the 144, 430, 1200 and 2400, 5600 MHz and 10 gigs bands. The arrival of the IC905 opens up new avenues for the NRC, from linking local repeaters to monitoring radio beacons for the study of microwave propagation. The IC905 was officially handed over to the RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, at the Martin Lynch & Sons Open Day earlier this year and has now found its home on the radio bench at the NRC. Read more about the transceiver and the NRC by going to rsgb.org/NRC and scrolling to the news section at the bottom of the page. British Science Week 2026 draws to a close today, the 15th of March, and the RSGB is delighted to have seen so many clubs, societies, schools, youth groups and individuals taking part. This year's British Science Week campaign has been the biggest for amateur radio yet. The Society would like to thank everyone who got involved and for sharing your love and passion for the hobby with others. Highlights from the event will be featured in the June and July editions of RADCOM. Whether your club held an open day, arranged a sked, operated a special event station, supported a school, or held any other type of event, the RSGB would love to hear from you. To be included, send your report with separate high-resolution photographs or videos to bsw.reports@rsgb.org.uk by the 31st of March. If you're one of the lucky groups to have been given free FM radio receiver kits and Morse code tutor kits to build, you'll have been emailed separate instructions on how to submit reports for this activity. The RSGB remote invigilation team will be taking a break over the Easter period. You will not be able to book an exam from Friday the 3rd of April to Monday the 6th of April 2026. Exam bookings will resume as normal from Tuesday the 7th of April. Book your exam by going to rsgb.org/exams. If you have not secured your spot on the RSGB members only Direct Digital Synthesizer Programming Workshop, which takes place in Blackpool on Saturday the 11th of April, now is the time. Booking closes on Wednesday the 18th of March. Visit rsgb.org/practical-events. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for submission is 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events. Today, the 15th of March, the Ripon and District Amateur Radio Society Rally takes place at Great Ouseburn Village Hall, Lightmere Lane, Great Ouseburn, York, UIO269RL. The doors are open to the public from 10 a.m. and admission is £5. Refreshments and free parking available on site. More information, email radars.rally@gmail.com. On Sunday the 22nd of March, Callington Radio and Electronics Rally will be held at the new in the Town Hall, New Road, Kellington in Cornwall, PL17-7BE. Doors open to the public from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. £2 to get in, no charge for those under 16. A comprehensive selection of traders' club societies from the South West will be present. There will be a bring-and-buy area catering service, disabled access, toilet facilities and ample parking. Pre-booking is essential, so please contact Alistair, M0KRR, on 01503 262 755 as soon as possible. More information, visit Kellington Radio Society, all one word, .org.uk. Also Sunday the 22nd of March, the Dover Amateur Radio Club Rally takes place at Eastry Village Hall, High Street Eastry in Kent, CT130QB. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Entrance fee £3. Refreshments available on site. Tables £15 each, maximum of 2 tables per vendor. Book your table, contact the club via darc.online. Now for special event news, the Radio Amateur Association of Western Greece, SZ1A, is active with special call sign SZ40 Alpha to celebrate 40 years of continuous presence, service and contribution to amateur radio. Look for activity across multiple HF bands and modes until the 31st of May, QSL via ON3UN, visit awards.sz1a.org to access awards that are available for working the station. Special call sign GB00H will be active from the Isle of Lewis in the Outer Hebrides for around 6 days from the 11th of April. This is an opportunity to award for award chasers to dig IOTA reference EU010 and Worktall Britain Square NB53. The station will be operating on several bands from 40 to 10 metres, mostly SSB, but there may be some FT8 activity. QSL via qrz.com. DX News, the 3Y0K team is operating from Bouvet Island on various bands. Depending on conditions, the station expects to be available until round about the 18th to the 20th of March. QSL via OQRS and Club Log. More information, visit 3Y0K.com. Yannick F6FYD is active as CN2YD from Marrakesh in Morocco until the 31st of March. He's operating SSB on the 20 to 10 metre bands QSL to F6FYD direct or via the Bureau. Contest news today, the 15th of March, UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 1000 to 1500 UTC. All modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Tomorrow, the 16th of March, RSGB FT4 series contest runs from 2000 to 2200 UTC. FT4 on the 8 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. The exchange is your report. Tuesday the 17th of March, RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 23 SEMS band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 18th, IRTS 80 metre evening counties contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. CW and SSB on the 80 metre bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and county code. On Thursday the 19th, RSGB 70 MHz UK Activity Contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 4-metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group HF RITI Contest starts at 0200 UTC on Saturday the 21st, returns at 0200 UTC. Monday the 23rd of March, RITI on the 80 to 10-metre bands, where contests are allowed, exchanges signal report, serial number and time. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, G4BAO. They write, there has been plenty of work on the HF bands this week. 3 Yankee Oscar Kilo on Bouvet Island is still attracting a lot of amateur radio stations, but there is also 8 Quebec 7 Zulu Whiskey on the Maldives and German group J51A on Guinea-Bissau to get your attention. The expedition to look out for next week include TX5EU from the Austral Islands, YJ1 JXZ in Vanuatu, the tail end of operations at T80K in Palau, and VP2EAD, VP2ELX, and VP2EWE on Anguilla. HF propagation has been reasonable rather than outstanding, with the solar flex index in the 140s, declining to 120s as the week progressed. There have been a few C-class solar flares, but nothing stronger. Geomagnetic conditions also have been reasonable, with the KP index mostly in the 2s and 3s. There was one excursion where the planetary KP index hit 4, round about the 7th and 8th of March, but otherwise it's been relatively calm. Maximum usable frequency, or MUFs, over a 3,000 km path has been exceeding 28 megs on most days. 14 megs was open to the Maldives via FT8 as late as 2200 UTC on Tuesday the 10th of March. Next week, the standout item is a large but relatively thin coronal hole on the Sun, and the high-speed solar wind stream from this reached the Earth on Friday the 13th of March. Expect the KP index to rise and HF propagation, especially on northerly paths, to suffer. The Space Weather Prediction Centre forecast that the solar flux index it forecasts that the solar flux index will decline further to be around 110, that's 110 for the coming week. After this weekend's geomagnetic disturbance due to the coronal hole, the KP index is forecast to be more settled, with a predicted maximum KP of 3. Things may hot up later in the week, with a predicted KP of 4, rising to 6 on the 21st of March. Expect reduced maximum usable frequencies, poorer HF propagation, particularly on polar paths. VHF and up, current spell of changeable weather is likely to stay with us throughout the bulk of the week, but there's a glimmer of hope for better conditions after midweek, with a suggestion of high pressure over northern Britain. To begin with, this means that rain scatter, including snow in places, will be worth checking out on the gigahertz bands, but strong winds may test antennas at times. The transition to high pressure should lift conditions a bit, but since it's forming in a cold polar air mass, it may not be as good as it could be. The 1.3 gigs UK activity contest on Tuesday the 17th of March will probably still be in the wet and windy period, so there may be a rain scatter bonus if the rain is heavy enough to affect such low gigahertz band. Aircraft scatter will always be the best option for this band when tropo is poor. 70 MHz UK activity contest on Thursday the 19th of March may fare better for tropo in Scotland and Northern Ireland. Meteor scatter will offer up meagre rations as we remain in between major showers. The April Lyrids are still a long way off. Aurora is still in the frame around the spring equinox. So as usual, check for KP index moving up to 5 or higher. Sporadic is not usually part of the story at this time of the year in these latitudes, and if anything does get triggered, then look to explore the path on digital modes first to see which directions are being favoured. For EME, the conditions are poor for the coming week, with moon declination negative but rising, not going positive until next Thursday. We continue with short moon windows and low peak elevation, but with falling path losses. While 144 meg sky noise is moderate to low in the coming week, Wednesday and Thursday see the sun and moon of close in the sky, meaning high noise on the lower bands due to wider antenna beam widths. That's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's all from me until next week.